Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Ancient tradition, extraordinary athleticism, a flair for theatrics, all that and more in El Rey's explosive, addictive, original wrestling series, Lucha Underground, from Emmy-winning producer Mark Burnett. Now back in its fourth season, Wednesdays 8 Eastern Pacific on the El Rey Network, Lucha Underground showcases the high-flying aerial maneuvers, dramatic masked slingshot moves of Lucha Libre, redefining wrestling with a focus on artistry, originality, intense action, one of Mexico's most popular sports. Among the stars, a third-generation luchador from one of the most famous families in Lucha Libre, Chavo Guerrero has wrestled on every continent. Between WCW, WWE, and TNA, has held a dozen total championships, including six-time cruiserweight champion and five-time world tag team champion, winning the WWE Tag Team Championship twice with his uncle, Hall of Famers Eddie Guerrero, and now competing with the best fighters from around the globe in Season 4, El Rey Network's original wrestling series, Lucha Underground, Wednesdays, 8 Eastern Pacific. Chavo Guerrero with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Wow, there's nothing left for me to say. You said it all.
Good night. Drive carefully. We'll see you next week.
Good night. Yeah.
You know, what's interesting is you've spent your life in professional wrestling. Wrestling is the family business. And you said when you first saw Lucha Underground, you were blown away. Talk about that, because it would take a lot, I would think, to blow you away, because you probably have seen it all up to that point. What was it about Lucha Underground that so impressed you?
Yeah, so you really think you have seen it all. And then when I got to Lucha Underground, I was there on the ground level when it first, before we started filming, they brought me in as not only a talent, but a producer on the show. And you know, I don't think anybody, we all had an idea of what we wanted to do, but I don't think anybody knew that it was going to be like this, because nobody could have imagined it. It's like the universe aligned and all the working parts just fit perfectly together. So when I first saw the first episode, we were still in the middle of the season, taping the season. And usually it's the wrestler, the production always trying to keep up with the wrestlers because the wrestlers are so good in that ring. You know what? It was different. When I saw that first episode and the way Mark Burnett films it, you know, his typical, you know, it's like we're flying in over the city, and then you come down into like this scene and these two guys are fighting, and like, oh man, I was blown away. And I went back the very next day to the set and was talking to the wrestlers, and I pulled everybody aside. I said, guys, you haven't seen this show yet. You have to step it up. This is something different and something really, really, really special. And everybody really did. And man, I'm just super proud of this show, man. Something that we changed the game. You know, if you're creating a new show out there and it's like the other shows, we're just a knockoff. You know, if you're creating a new cola, you're just a knockoff Coca-Cola.
Yes.
So you have to create something different. So that's what we did with Lucha Underground. We created a whole new product.
When I said redefined wrestling, that really wasn't overstating it, was it? When you go back to the premiere, October 29th, 2014, this really changed the way that we watch wrestling.
Absolutely. We really, really did. You know, we're not just not two guys, you know, in a ring talking on a microphone saying, I'm going to beat you up, or I'm going to beat you up. It's like we started filming it in with director and all the backstage stuff and scenes, and we created our arena, which is our temple, we call it, that is it has mythological powers, and we killed people on the show, killed characters on the show, and you don't see them anymore, they're gone, and we fan it, you know, it's like a comic book in wrestling, and everything, it works like a fantasy world, it's a fantasy land that we've kind of created, you know, it's like a we created our own Disneyland.
Exactly. Well, you know, what's interesting, and you mentioned you're a producer, so you're involved in every aspect of the show. What's that like for you? Yes. Because it's not just the wrestling part of it. You get to get out there and really have hands-on and create a television show. Not just your part of it, but create a television show.
That's exactly right. You know what? I mean, I love the creativity part. I love, don't get me wrong, I love being in the ring, and we create in that ring, but I love being behind the scenes now and able to see the bigger picture. It's not just my match, but now I'm creating this show with wardrobes and sets and storylines and characters and all the things that go along with that, which is, you know, you got a hurt wrestler and you got to work around that and you got to write different storylines and then you got to deal with, you know, with networks and you got to deal with advertising. And it's just really cool. I just love it. I love the creativity of it. And no better show than Lucha Underground to be creative, you know, be creative, because this is the most creative one out there.
Chavo Guerrero with us on This Week in America, talking about Lucha Underground, Wednesdays 8 Eastern Pacific on the El Rey Network, back for its fourth season. People are still talking about the jam-packed two-hour finale for Season 3. Now we get set for Season 4. The executive producer, head writer, said this is a special season. Talk about this, because I understand it starts with a bang and doesn't let up during the entire season.
It starts with a bang, for sure. You know, and that was a real tricky one to do. And without divulging too much, we started with one of our signature matches out there. And just to come in, this is basically the first weekend of the show of us taping, and all of us to come in, and for us to start with that was very challenging, to say the least. You know, we had to come out and basically, we were running a marathon, and at that, the starting gun, we started sprinting. Basically, you know, it doesn't stop the entire season.
And that, I understand, a mind blowing end of season. So this is going to be a season to certainly savor and remember. Season 4 of Lucha Underground. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what's going to change this year. I understand there's a new temple this year and a new champion.
Yeah, we switched. We went because of the way the storyline ended last year with the temple and all the supernatural powers that were going on in it. We went to this new temple and created. It's similar but different. So there's different things for the guys to jump off of, and different you know, things for the fans. Our fans are called the Believers, for them to be involved with, and just, you know, kind of just like. We had to up our game a little bit, you know, because you never want your sequel. You know, it's always hard. Your sequels are never as good as the first one. But we have to keep inventing ourselves and keep changing it, or else you're going to lose viewers. You know, I always say with any business, it's always evolving. And if you don't evolve with it, you get left behind. And that's what we did with the show. You know, we evolved and we changed it again. I'm looking forward to what we can do with Season 5, to be honest, because this is tough to top this one.
And a new cast of characters. And what's really interesting with Lucha Underground, there are really no throwaway characters, no job characters. Every character really means something. When you see someone in the ring, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, you know what? That's something that traditionally in wrestling, you got the guys that you said, like the job characters, the guys that come out and just enhance other people, make them all look good, and that's it. We don't have those characters. Every character we have, you may see a character that looks like maybe he's like this enhancement character that's there for somebody else, and eventually we'll get to a storyline with that person, and that person will become a very integral part of the show. And that's something that our wrestlers love, because everybody means something, everybody's special, there's no need for us to have those throwaway characters, you know. We right for everybody, to be honest. I think that's where I get calls from a lot of wrestlers in the industry saying that they love the show. They want to be part of the show because of the fact that we're making everybody special.
An interesting aspect of the show, when you read viewer comments, how the buzz creates new viewers, and people will sometimes comment, I've never been a wrestling fan, but I really enjoy this. And it's neat, because you don't have to be a wrestling fan. Once you start watching,
absolutely,
the show is so compelling, you're caught up in the storyline.
That's what a good show is, you know. I mean, you don't have to be a methamphetamine fan, but you watch Breaking Bad, you know,
exactly,
or a fan or whatever. And it's the same thing with wrestling. With this show with Lucha Libre, Lucha Underground. I'm sorry, that you don't have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy this show. And in fact, people that have left the wrestling world, you know, like tired of wrestling fans, they got tired of watching the same old stuff and, you know, switch it. All of a sudden we brought them back. We got them back because we gave them wrestling. We gave them a new show with wrestling, and, you know, they're loving it. And if our fans are loving it and my peers are loving it, then we're doing something correct.
Let's talk about, from your standpoint, the athletic nature of this. There is so much action. Talk about the training and what you have to go through. You don't go out and get in a headlock for 6 minutes to kill a little time. This is constant action when you're in the ring. Talk about getting in shape for this.
You know what? With wrestling, you're athletes, man. And I don't care what anybody says. You know, people say, oh, it's not real, it's not this. These guys are on the line. They're putting their bodies in the line,
yes,
every single match, and something go wrong every single night. So it's like you have to be in that shape. You have to be in the best shape you can be, just not just to be competitive in that ring in our sense of competition, but also if I'm in the ring with somebody who's not up to par, who's not up to what I feel is like the wrestling par that we have out there, I'm going to eat him up in the ring, and I'm going to be pissed at that person when I get backstage and say, you know, man, you made me look bad because you couldn't hold your own.
Exactly.
There. So I just go out there and you can't sacrifice the integrity of the match for somebody's lack of athleticism. So we get in there, and if you can't do it, I'm going to eat you up. And that's just the competitive nature of the game, you know?
When you look at the athletes involved and you watch them in action, you really do have some of the best athletes in the world, don't you? Some of the best wrestlers that are working with Lucha Underground.
We absolutely do. I think the best roster on the planet as far as wrestling roster, for sure. I think that there's nobody can touch us. And we're so confident that we actually tell everybody, hey, watch their show and then watch our show and tell us what you think, because we just don't think they can compete with us.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning, this is third generation for you luchadors. Go back to, what, like the 1930s when the family started wrestling with Lucha Libre.
Well, you've done your homework, because that's the truth, man. We're, you know, wrestling's been feeding our family for over, what is that, 85 years, 90 years now. So, you know, I'm a third generation pro wrestler. My grandmother, she met my grandfather because she went to go watch her brother wrestle in Mexico City, who was a wrestler, and then my grandfather. So her side of the family were wrestlers. Then she married my grandfather, who our side of the family are wrestlers. So I'm actually third generation pro wrestler on both sides of the family. So kind of unheard of, you know.
But what's fascinating, this goes back to, what, 1837 in Mexico. It's still one of the top sports in Mexico. This really has a treasured history, doesn't it?
Wrestling really does, and that's something that in Lucha Libre really does, and so does regular wrestling. But in Lucha Underground, we tap into that. That's something that we did in our storyline that our writers really, they researched like all the seven tribes of the Aztecs and all the different mythology that went involved in that, and kind of incorporated that into our show. So you got this, not just Lucha Libre, but you have like Aztec mythology written into our show. Kind of something different for sure, you know.
The way you watch wrestling will never be the same. We're talking about Lucha Underground Wednesdays, 8 Eastern Pacific on the El Rey Network. Back for season 4, wrestling star Chavo Guerrero with us on the program. Chavo, thank you so much for being with us on the program. I love the excitement for the new season. We will be watching. Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate you, Rick, very much for having us, and God bless you, man, and all the best to you.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.